Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Menachem Begin, The Battle for Israel's Soul, written by Daniel Gordas, read by Walter Dixon. Introduction. Who was that man? I observed all the oppression that goes on under the sun, the tears of the oppressed, with none to comfort them, and the power of their oppressors, with none to comfort them. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1. One of my most vivid college memories is of Menachem Begin. It was November 1977, the first semester of my freshman year. The radio was on, and I heard the news that President Anwar Sadat of Egypt had accepted Prime Minister Begin's invitation to come to Jerusalem. I can still picture the moment. The doorway in front of me, my roommate's desk to the left, the cinder block walls we painted soon after we'd moved in. I leaned my head against the doorframe, closed my eyes, and prayed that Begin would stay alive long enough to see the process through. I knew virtually nothing about Begin then. I'd lived in Israel for a couple of years as a young child, but had been all too happy to depart, and subsequently ignored Israeli politics almost entirely. I still cared enough about Israel, though, that the newscast stopped me in my tracks. The prospect of peace in Israel was so stunning that, for the first time in my life, I found myself begging some power out there to take care of Menachem Begin. It may have been the first time that I truly prayed. 4 years later, on my honeymoon in Hawaii, I was walking back from the beach with my new wife when we stopped to peer into a local newspaper vending machine. "Israel bombs Iraqi nuclear reactor," the headline said, and we both laughed out loud. People in Hawaii, it seemed, would believe anything. Back at the hotel, we absentmindedly turned on a brand new cable network called CNN. Israel.